And welcome to another edition of Odyssey. I'm your host, Mike Schultz, and we talk about ancient mysteries all across the globe, as well as some modern mysteries. And we will go into all sorts of esoteric and mysterious topics tonight, as usual. As most of you know, I've produced 3 DVDs on the subjects of the ancient astronaut theory that first came to light in the 1960s with the book Chariots of the Gods. And this author, Eric von Däniken, is still out there writing books. He's written about 20 books and still writing and researching about that theory. The only difference is now there's hundreds of us doing it. There's all kinds of talk shows and books and authors researching this material, this Anunnaki, these giants. They were known as the gods who were prevalent on our planet. And so my DVDs delve into this subject with photos and text. So please look at the website, click on Odyssey, and you will see them. All right, so I have some new material tonight. I want to talk about the Qinghai pipes. I'm going to spell that, Q-I-N-G-H-I pipes. Let me read you this latest paragraph I just wrote. Let's visit a very remote part of northwest China known as Qinghai. This area is known for desolate high mountains that have only hosted nomads and never had a history of any advanced machinery or development. Despite this history, researchers found a strange discovery at the foot of one of the large mountains. Inside of a cave, they found an iron pipe 40 centimeters in diameter that ran along the roof of the cave and into the earth. Nearby sits a pyramid over 60 meters high that has never been examined by authorities in China. There are also many smaller pipes made of iron higher up on the mountain. Smaller pipes in strange shapes can be found on the beach of a nearby lake, some below the water and others above the waterline. Local villagers tell legends of alien visitors who used to inhabit this desolate area. Researchers have more work to do at this site, but it is clear a complex project involving extensive metalworks was utilized many hundreds of years ago by an unknown group. So that's some new research I just picked up this week. So we have, it's very bizarre, I've seen pictures of this remote lake and there's pipes sticking out of the water. Can you imagine that? And pipes all along the lining of these caves. And sure enough, you have a pyramid nearby. And whenever you have a pyramid at an ancient site, you have to ask yourself if the Anunnaki were involved, because that was the type of construction that they used. They believed in pyramid power and technology, and they went to a lot of trouble to build pyramids all throughout Mexico and Peru and Egypt and Samaria, and it appears in this remote part of China. And for those of you who saw The Sands of Time, my first DVD, you know that there are over 100 pyramids in China, so this is not that unusual. They're made not of stone blocks, they're made of large dirt mounds, but they're really quite an amazing sight, and they're all in a large radius around central China. Okay, I have some other breaking news about crop circles. The latest twist, and as those of you who have followed crop circles since 1980 when they really started appearing in England, know that they are getting more and more complex. And they're getting extremely, just the dimensions of the formulas and the way that they are constructed is almost impossible for a group of human beings to do at night. So by 1991, the media flat out dropped it. They dropped the story. And you won't see them on mainstream corporate media because there's too many of them. There's too complex. It strongly appears to be an off-the-planet source. So the latest happening now is that metal plates are being found beneath the crop circles. And these are of an unknown metal, and they're like discs or giant coins, and they have pictures of the crop circle on them, and they're buried beneath the dirt. So once again, this metal is some unknown quantity not found on this planet, and This has just come up recently, that these plates are being found at crop circles. So you might want to check into that. And a really, really great film is called Star Dreams. I strongly recommend it. If you can go to a New Age store or online, buy the film Star Dreams. It's very artistic and poetic and beautiful music, and it just shows these wonderful crop circles over the years. It's almost hypnotizing and beautiful. You just let these images wash over you, and I'm just a real strong believer that these are a signal, kind of a reaching out to our planet. And I think they serve the purpose in a way, because about 40% of the public believes in UFOs, and I think a big piece of that puzzle is the crop circles. Over the years has convinced many people to seriously study the subject and not just laugh it off as a ridiculous tinfoil hat conspiracy. Okay, so we'll get into one more piece of breaking news this week, but first I want to talk a little bit about the New World Order. One thing that the Freemasons appear to be involved in, some of them, not all of them, of course, but some of them are involved in microchipping of children and working with school districts all across the United States. There was a Mason on television in Missouri talking about 60,000 children being microchipped in Missouri in some smaller towns. So this is a widespread program. I've known about this for a couple of years. And it's being done under the radar. And a microchip is, you know, is an implant. And supposedly the reason why is that if the child is lost, they can be tracked. But if you study the New World Order and just if you know about the plans, the idea is to microchip everyone and to be able to have our finances and our money and our banking systems all within these chips beneath their skin. So that's a pretty sinister project, and if something like that were to occur, it should be out on the table, out in the open, and we should all vote on this and decide on it. And of course, most of us wouldn't. This is a pretty big intrusion into our lives. So the elites know this, and so therefore it's being done behind the scenes in secret. So please be aware of that issue also as well. As far as the New World Order goes, the BBS radio website does a pretty good job of tracking it. I was looking at some of their websites and their links, and they do a great job. I mean, a lot of us are tracking this on the Internet, and I'm going to go through some of these links tonight. But basically in 1776, interesting date, you know, the year of the birth of the U.S., a man named Adam Weishaupt, who was a member of the Bavarian Illuminati, was the Freemasons, you know, secret societies of Europe, that kind of branch. He had this idea about a one-world government and globalism, and that's kind of how it kicked off over 230 years ago. And since that time, some other powerful people like Cecil Rhodes got involved in these secret roundtables. And Cecil Rhodes, this was about the year 1900, he made his money off of slavery and diamond mines in Africa, actually. Not a nice man at all, but he also believed in globalism and this world society, and they set up these councils, such as groups that became the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Royal Institute of Affairs in England, and the Club of Rome, and the Bilderbergs. And it's important to follow these. The League of Nations, which became the United Nations, and these are power players behind the scenes, right to this day, right to this moment. The CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, has complete access to the media. Whenever they need an expert on anything, the newspapers or the TV, they turn to the Council on Foreign Relations. And as one example, when we were being pushed to go into war in Iraq, these experts came forward and kept telling us that they had weapons of mass destruction and we had to do it. So the propaganda machine was fired up, and that's just one example. They did the same thing for Vietnam. They came forward and really pushed us into Vietnam because of that so-called scary threat. And of course, years later, we find out that it's not so scary. And we didn't need to go to war. There's other means of solving our issues through diplomatic measures. But war is a racket, as we all know. War is a big business. And the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, is a major, major player, a major tool behind the scenes. So please be aware of that. And let's go ahead and go through some of the websites. I know all of you are on the computer right now. Let's go to the main page of BBS Radio. And I know a lot of us just go right to our radio site when we go on this page, but let's take a peek down here at the links. Let's scroll down, and there's a lot of them. I'm familiar with about half of these, so I'll comment on the ones I know. Rents is a great site. Jeff Rents was a reporter for NBC. He quit the network. He realized the news was being censored. So now Jeff Rents is on over 80 radio stations, and his website is massive. Millions and millions of people go to it all the time. Huge, huge internet ratings. So definitely get your news from Rents. I mean, I don't agree with every single thing in his site, but it's a bulletin board, and you can make up your own mind about his stories, but they're very raw and unfiltered and non-corporate for sure. Okay, Prison Planet, that is a great website. That's Alex Jones. He is the reporter who broke into Bohemian Grove, the secret society in Northern California, in that small town where they had rituals. They were dressing in black robes and worshiping a stone owl and pagan rituals. And these are big, important people. These are our major politicians, people like Dick Cheney and Bill Clinton. All of these people go to these summer camps at Bohemian Grove. There's a little movie that I saw recently called Teddy Bear's Picnic that was made about Bohemian Grove. It's kind of hard to find, but you might want to look for that. So Alex Jones is a great, fearless reporter. Please check out Prison Planet. Let's jump down to What Really Happened. That's another great site. That's a great title. If you want to know what really happened behind the scenes in the news, go to that website. David Icke, he came forward with the whole concept of problem, reaction, solution. For instance, a problem would be 911. You know, so-called Arabs flying airplanes into buildings. And then the reaction was supposed to be great fear and chaos, which it was. And the solution was to go to war, an endless war on terror in the Middle East. That was the solution came up with by the global elites. And never mind investigating 9/11, because when you investigate it, you find out that it was an inside job and that the buildings were blown up. Even the leaseholder, Larry Silverstein, admits he blew up one of them. You can look that up yourself on PBS. He admitted it, Larry Silverstein. So David Icke came up with this whole concept of problem, reaction, solution. And I've noticed what he's doing lately is providing free DVDs, film clips or video clips on his website. So if you click on David Icke, you can download some of his films and distribute them far and wide, and that's really great to know that he's doing that. And David Icke's coming to Los Angeles soon, too, in February, so you may want to check that out. Okay, let's scroll down further. Freedom Force International, that is all about dismantling the Federal Reserve System, the private cartel of banks that are in control of the Federal Reserve, and bringing our banking system back to the people, back before 1910, when the government was in control of our finances and they were based on gold and silver. So that's great. Educate Yourself, that has a lot of good articles at educateyourself.org on chemtrails. Of course, our whole country is being sprayed with chemtrails, especially the major cities. And I would encourage you to look at the pictures and read the articles on chemtrails right there. Scroll down further, Barium Blues, that's also about chemtrails because barium is one of the components that's being sprayed on all of us, this heavy metal along with aluminum, and this is an issue we need to address. The trusted news trader is once again really great, raw, unfiltered news. I highly recommend you click that on and get your news from there. It's important to be out of the matrix, to be getting clear, unfiltered, non-corporate news. So just go to the links right on the side of the BBS main page. And the last one I noticed that I recognize is called We Are Change. That's a really dynamic group of people who are confronting 9/11 and 911 truth and getting to the bottom of it, because somehow, some way, it's going to come out, the truth of what actually happened with that event, I believe. So let's move on. One of the people who really wrote a great book on the New World Order and what they're doing, is his name is Carol Quigley. In the 1960s, he was an esteemed professor in Georgetown. He taught all these classes on foreign relations. And he studied global elites for 20 years, and he was allowed access to a lot of their documents for over 2 years. And he believed this plan should not be secret. He thought it should be out in public, and we should all know about it. And Carol Quigley wrote this book called Tragedy and Hope. And it's 1,000 pages. It's a massive book. And sure enough, this angered these global elites, and they canceled the printing. They apparently bought the printing press, and so it was taken out of circulation. You can find it now. I went on Amazon tonight, and it's there. You can find Tragedy and Hope. And certainly familiarize yourself with that. He was the mentor to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar, as in Cecil Rhodes, and he studied under Carol Quigley, and he learned about the New World Order. Clinton knew about this globalism, and when he got into office, one of the first things he did was he really, you know, pushed through NAFTA, and NAFTA was a trade agreement that really, many jobs, American jobs, were lost through NAFTA. A lot of factories in the heartland. Those of you listening in the Rust Belt and Cleveland and the heartland of America, Ohio and Missouri, you know that a lot of your factories were shut down, were closed down. Those pesky Americans, they wanted to make $20 an hour with health insurance and benefits. How dare they? We can move our factories now to China or South America and pay slave wages. And that will be the new paradigm. So that's what happened. The Clintons stripped America of these precious jobs that we needed. And I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm outside the matrix. I'm a member of the Constitution Party. I believe in third parties, like, you know, Libertarian, American First, and some other choices. Once again, once you're outside the matrix, you don't think in terms of the status quo at all. So NAFTA really changed things in America, and this trade agreement is leading the way toward a North American Union, the joining of Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., and that's probably the next stage in the plan. That's what the globalists want, and that's, I would look for that to happen. Now, they're running into a lot of barriers. A lot of people don't want it. A lot of people are fighting it. In Texas, they're fighting this highway, this massive highway that would take away public lands, and goods would be shipped from China to Mexico and be driven right into this country. A lot of truck drivers would lose their job if this NAFTA highway went through. So a lot of Americans, a lot of things are happening behind the scenes, and that's where the big fight is. So once again, if you want to be on the cutting edge of this information, I would go to Alex Jones. I think he's the best reporter just daily. Talking about this, go to Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com. Or Jim Mars. Jim Mars is great. He writes all kinds of books and on this subject, on what's going on behind the scenes. So that's Jim Mars, M-A-R-R-S. Okay, so now I want to get a little bit into cryptozoology. When I study ancient mysteries, I always find weird statues of bizarre half-human, half-animal hybrids. To give you one example, like in India, there's all kinds of half-snake, half-human statues on all of their shrines and their ancient temples, and those are known as the Nagas, and they believe in these kind of creatures. And you look at gargoyles and all kinds of monsters in the cathedrals of Europe, and this is very prevalent. So part of my research, whether I want it to be or not, is cryptozoology, because I don't know that I'm necessarily a fan of this stuff, but I have to go where the research leads me. And exactly 100 years ago today, in January of 1909, there was quite an incident involving the Jersey Devil. Those of you listening in New Jersey, you know what I'm talking about. Let me read you this article that I wrote. Okay, the Jersey Devil. There are many different tales and legends surrounding the mysterious Jersey Devil. The sightings of this strange creature stretch back for several hundred years in and around the pine forests of New Jersey. Many of the legends refer to a woman named Mrs. Leeds, who curses her baby and the child is transformed into a creature with horns, a tail, wings, and the head of a horse. The wooden cottage of the Leeds family still stands in the Pine Lands to this day. So that's kind of one of the legends around it. A naval commander named Stephen Decatur shot a cannonball at the Jersey Devil in the 1800s, but it did not appear hurt and continued flying away. The brother of Napoleon, Joseph Bonaparte, reported seeing the creature during hunting trips in the early 1800s. The greatest sighting occurred in January of 1909, when witnesses saw a flying creature with glowing eyes fly down the street. Others saw it as well, and reported that it made a loud screaming sound. The next day, almost every resident of Burlington, New Jersey, had hoof prints in their yard. These strange prints went up trees and onto rooftops. Later that same week, eyewitnesses got a very close look and described the Jersey Devil as 3.5 feet high, with back legs like a crane, but with horse hooves. This being had large wings and a head like a horse and a long tail. This type of description is quite reminiscent of the strange hybrids written about in ancient Egypt and Sumeria. It may be confirmation that these types of beings have existed for a long time. There have been other major sightings during the 1950s and 60s, and oftentimes there are reports of the Jersey Devil raiding farms and killing dogs, cats, and birds. Even large German shepherds found a strange corpse with feathers and hind legs, but it was never identified. So there you go. 100 years ago exactly, there was a massive sighting by many, many people of these footprints that went under rooftops, and it really kind of cemented the legend of the Jersey Devil. And you may want to look into that, but it falls under this category of cryptozoology. We'll mention a few others since I'm on the topic tonight. The Chupacabra, of course, that's in Puerto Rico. Very widespread reporting of this creature as well. Some people believe it's a lizard type of being with scaly greenish skin and spines running down its back. Seems to be about 2 to 4 feet high. It hops like a kangaroo. Some people describe it as having sharp fangs and a dog-like face. It makes this loud screeching sound, and it appears to be terrorizing farmers in Puerto Rico and killing off animals and kind of almost making a vampire bite on the necks of either people or animals. So that means a goat sucker in Spanish, a chupacabra. And that's just another one for the hopper, for the files, is these widespread sightings. Mothman, that really has some similarities to Jersey Devil with these glowing red eyes. And it had bat-like wings. It terrorized the townsfolk in West Virginia at Point Pleasant during the late 1960s. And right at the end of this siege of sightings, the Silver Bridge fell and 46 people died, unfortunately. And that was the last of the major sightings. So this may have been a harbinger of doom, of a terrible tragedy about to come. But apparently it was sighted a lot near a TNT factory, kind of like a military empty base. And it was a giant monster, 7 feet tall, with large wings on the back that would fly around. And the interesting thing about Mothman when I did my research is that a lot of policemen and firemen and people who had a lot to lose came forward and were witnesses. This wasn't just a group of teenagers. Initially, it was. It was four teenagers. And that, you know, could have been written off as a prank or whatever. But over 13 months, many, you know, these are homespun Midwestern people from, you know, West Virginia, and not really having a reputation for lying or criminal behavior. Like I said, people like the city council or firemen or policemen came forward with these same descriptions and tales. The Flores Island Hobbit, that's in the South Pacific, and that was almost like a dwarf. It was a separate being. It wasn't related to human beings, but it traces back its ancestry thousands of years. And once again, it's on an island in the South Pacific known as Flores Island. And this creature, it was like a small humanoid type of being, about 3 feet tall. And there are fossils and legends of this being all throughout that island in the South Pacific. So we're running out of time. That was just a taste of some of my latest research on cryptozoology. So once again, click on Odyssey from the main page. And please check out my three DVDs. I have a lot of photographs, and I don't want it just to be a lecture of me talking, of me standing there on a stage. I want you to see the pictures of these creatures and of these sites. And the bulk of my work does have to do with the ancient clay tablets. It's really important that everyone know about these clay tablets. You know, they're the oldest documents we know of, and they date back 6,000 years. And find out what they say, and then you decide whether it's mythology or whether it's actual history. And certainly there's biblical stories woven into these tales with a lot more information of the Old Testament. Biblical stories are certainly a part of these clay tablets, so it's hard to write it off as mythology completely. So please, as far as ancient mysteries, if you had to study one subject, please study the Anunnaki, these legendary gods that the Greeks and the Romans all believed in, and the Vikings and in India, they all believed in this group of gods, but they were not the god of the universe, the creator. They were on par with human beings, actually, and they were greatly interested in mining minerals on this planet. And then as far as a modern mystery, just make sure you read about the New World Order. Read about David Rockefeller and how open he is about with his quotes and the things he said about the New World Order. He freely admits that this conspiracy is happening behind the scenes with powerful families, and the media is complicit. So just type into your computer David Rockefeller, and don't believe me. Believe David Rockefeller. He is one of the main architects of this plan in recent history. He founded the Trilateral Commission with Zbigniew Brzezinski, and Brzezinski is the main advisor of our next president, who will be inaugurated tomorrow. So follow the trail. Follow the trail. And like I said, look for, we have a European Union, look for an American Union and a big push for that as soon as possible, because what they don't want is the United States to be an individual sovereign nation with a constitution and a Bill of Rights and local representation and representative government. That's what they don't want. They want that to go away. And they really prefer globalism and having almost like the death of the middle class, just having a huge supply of cheap labor to perform at low wages, and then having an elite of very wealthy, rich people. That is their model. So once again, look at the quotes from David Rockefeller. Okay, we're about out of time now. Now what's going to happen is we're going to take a little musical break, and a separate show by Linda Torres about angels is going to be on. And so please listen to her message about 2009. And Linda is a great person. I know her well. And she talks about how we all have messages from our personal angels and guides. So please take a journey around the globe on Odyssey Radio every other Monday at 8 p.m. We explore ancient mysteries such as Stonehenge, Easter Island, the pyramids of Mexico and Egypt, lost cities of gold in Peru, the mystical city of Machu Picchu, ancient maps of Atlantis, and so much more. We examine in detail the Sumerian clay tablets, which date back 6,000 years, and describe an advanced group of beings known as the Anunnaki. You will become familiar with obscure temples in Cambodia and the South Pacific, and learn their hidden secrets. On Odyssey, we also learn about modern-day mysteries, such as crop circles and the Mayan calendar. Join all the fun every other Monday at 8 p.m. Check out dozens of archives and ancient mystery DVDs at the Odyssey webpage.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres. I'm Angel Intuitive, and I'm your host tonight on Angels Are Near Us. I want to wish you all a happy new year 2009. To all of you listening out there, wishing you a year joy filled with angelic blessings, abundance, peace for you and your families and friends and pets. So abundant angel blessings. So I'll be giving mini angel readings tonight for those who would like to call in. You know, I'm inviting the angels and archangels to be with us tonight to bring, you know, their loving guidance to all those who want their support and guidance. So lines are open. You can start calling in. You know, this is bbsradio.com. The number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 for those in Canada. So I guess what we would, for our callers, I can start giving some of the messages from our angels and angelic insights that I've been receiving. And it's they've been talking about things that are impacting our lives because, you know, we're in the midst of reaching critical moments. You know, 2009, the 2009 year, adds up to the master number 11. So 11 is a high-frequency angel number. It's a number of greater creativity and manifestation and service towards a greater or a highest good. So there is a lot of light coming into us from the angels. You know, they are helping us in finding new inspiration, finding new ways of doing things. They're giving us light on our hopes and our dreams. And, you know, some things are being swept away in our life for new opportunities to move in. So you might be feeling, you know, this sometimes this discouragement or sadness, mostly after, you know, all the holidays. So some things are being swept away that they said it's for new opportunities to come in, and they're helping us to move into that joy, you know, just trying to encourage us, inspiring us. And they do it like shaking up our thinking, you know. Different things can happen being caused out of negative things. And, you know, sometimes we're feeling as they're rocking the boat. So the message is that strange things are happening, but there is a heightened sensitivity within us. And they're referring to the importance of our thinking. They want us to focus intently on the vision of what you want to manifest in your life and the life of your loved ones. So mainly focus on your visions for the harmony and the balance you wish for yourself and for everyone else. Let me give out that number again for a free reading if you'd like before I keep on going. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. If you're in Canada. So please call in because I could give some good messages tonight, you know, for this new year. There's an expansion also of consciousness, and that's what I've been hearing this the past week. And their message also emphasizes on the power of the mind, as I was just mentioning, and the importance of focusing and having that mental discipline. you know, not allowing yourself to be distracted with the illusions we see, because that's all they are, and using your divine energy and owning your psychic sensitivity and being responsible for a higher attunement to the divine. And that way you are serving the highest good of all things. You know, this is a year of miraculous changes. Things could feel that they're going wrong, but there is as a cleansing process. And but when you're using your mind to understand that there's a greater significance that's being revealed because of the changes, it's like an underlying message. I just heard a beep. Hello?
Hello.
Linda. Hello, who is it?
This is Jackie.
Oh, hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Would you like an angel reading, or do you have a question?
I would like an angel reading for maybe a message for this year.
Okay. A message for this year. So let me check, Jackie. Where are you calling from, Jackie?
I'm calling from California in the Sierra Nevadas.
Are you on a cell phone?
No.
Okay, because I hear kind of like an echoing.
Mm.
Okay. So we have our wonderful Archangel Michael.
Oh.
He's coming out. He is saying that you are safe, Jackie. You're very safe. He's protecting you right now against lower energies,
mm-hmm.
guarding your loved ones, and guarding your home. Are you in a transition of moving or going somewhere?
I just moved.
Okay, it feels like you're in a new place.
Yes.
And Archangel Michael, what he's saying is that he's trying to give you protection and inspiring you that you're at the right place, doing the right thing. So don't feel that lower energies could be around you. And I was just mentioning about things being hard this year. It seems that things could be hard, but there's a, you know, an underlying message that says that things are getting better for you. There's also it's time for you to take leadership in all the things that you're doing. You are a leader because that is part of who you are. And you need to assume more that power position.
Mm-hmm.
And guide others.
Mm-hmm.
That's what mostly is coming in strongly about you right now.
Okay. Well, it's nice
feel
to
that
hear.
Response?
Pardon?
Does that respond to part of what you were thinking?
Yes. I have been feeling dragged down somehow and not my
mm-hmm.
normal. I usually have a very positive spiritual life, and for some reason I'm just feeling I don't know if it's because of all the things that are going on in the world, and I'm kind of sensitive and I'm feeling sad, or if it's an after effect of the holidays or what, but
that is part of what's happening with the new year. You know, we're feeling all these different changes because there is changes going on the earth, on the planet, and in our lives. So these new changes are just, you know, new, they're just highlights trying to make us understand that something positive is coming. So, you know, you're going to feel the chaos and you're going to feel all that pain, Michael is really watching your back.
You know,
this is not going to be forever.
He's been my protector for many years.
Wow.
Archangel Michael.
I mean, he came out, like, strong right now.
Yeah, he's in my hours when I've needed protection. I call on him, and he's there. So for you to
he's
say this.
He's with you right now, Jackie, and he's really taking care of you. And don't, you know, always he's saying that when you go to sleep at night,
mm-hmm.
ask him to come into your dreams, and he can give you much more guidance.
Oh, okay.
Okay, ask him, because, you know, Archangel Michael comes and just cuts away all the negativity around us. And what he's saying is that it's easier for him to reach you when you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, during your dreams, he can bring you much more guidance and security that you'll feel safe.
Yeah. I think that's what
okay.
I need to feel. Well,
yeah,
thank
just,
you.
Keep on praying. You're praying and just asking Michael and all the other archangels can help you as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Jack.
Uh huh.
God bless.
Uh huh. Bye bye. You too.
Bye. So keep on calling in. That was a wonderful message for Jackie, and I really, really think that Archangel Michael has been around us for. Since the first of the year, it's been really strong, you know, that I've been feeling his presence as well. And as I was telling Jackie, it's a year of a lot of changes. It's a year of miracles, too, you know. And when things feel that are going wrong, it's just that thing that we have to understand that there is a greater significance that is trying to be revealed. So, you know, just look at it as an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to learn, and that something is created with these changes. It appears to be confusing, but, you know, we're just developing our sensitivity more also. And when you are developing your sensitivity, you're opening up to other possibilities. So, you know, some things do change, and just ask yourself, you know, what is different? What is it about this change that I don't like? And just, you know, ask the angels for help, because they are helping us break through these changes and these shifts that we don't like a lot. So the angels just say, you know, there's something beautiful there, and you just have to try to recognize it and just ask for help to recognize. That's what they want to do. They want to help us, and, you know, looking for the opportunity of the beauty in that difference that you're feeling, because sometimes it's, you know, it's unexplained changes that are taking place, but it's like they were showing me, it was like this opening of this gateway. I saw like a door, because 11 is a wonderful, you know, number, and it's like a gateway that is opening to new opportunities in our lives. So you know, ask the angels to let you see what is there, you know, what is there that you haven't seen before, and that with this new change you will see that beauty that's there, and, you know, they will take away that confusion. So again, let me give you the numbers to call in. 877-876-5227 for the U.S. and 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada. Something else also, well, wonderful Michael, of course, he appeared this morning to me, and he is like the patron saint of all of us. He was emphasizing the importance of being here and doing service. You know, it's important for the wellness of our planet, for the wellness of our body, the wellness of our souls. You know, just doing some kind of little service for someone else. There are some sort of things that are possible to do in a new way. There's innovation. He's asking us to be optimistic, because there is a lot of new things coming, but we can do things in a new way, in a creative way. So stay creative, you know, believe in miracles, try new things, and mostly what he's saying, that we need to leave the fear behind, because the fear behind will enable us to move forward. And always expect the best. You know, Michael is talking to us. Michael is saying the vibration of joy is there for us if we're just opening up to it. You know, it's coming down through our crown chakra and into our bodies. It's a wonderful feeling when you open up to that vibration of energy, when you just let the angels come in. So it's a healing power. And again, that will open new doorways for you in the service of goodness within that new energy. So the numbers again are 877-876-5227 for your free angel reading, and 888-815-9756. I'm going to give out my website. You know, if you ever need a private reading, which is much more extensive, and there's a lot of information in a personal reading, which I could do half hours or 1 hour readings. So just go to angelareneerus.com. That's my website. Or you can also call 503-807-0896. Or my email is angelareneerus@verizon.net. Again, I want to emphasize that the angels are always around us, blessing us, you know, giving us their light. I also speak Spanish for our Spanish listeners, if you're interested in having an angel reading, and I will say that in Spanish. Y algunos de ustedes que hablan español están interesados en lectura de ángeles, por favor, comuníquense conmigo. El 503-807-0896. Mi nombre es Linda Torres. Y mi website es angelsarenearus.com. So, going back to what Michael was saying. So, taking back your power, using your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. So that means you can manifest anything. Even if the fear is there, just try it. Just try asking, you know, I want this, I want that. Make a list of what is most important for you this year, or for your loved ones, you know, for your family. And just try to focus on that list every day. Just if, even if you get up in the morning and read your list right away, it's incredible how every day you will notice that little changes will go on. And at night you check your little list and you say, oh, my God, this did happen. Oh, my God, this has happened. And, you know, I would do that years ago, I remember. I'm always worried about my sons, which are adults now, but, you know, when they travel and that, I would, oh, well, my son is traveling here. Please bring him safely. Tell him to call me. And, you know, sometimes it would be one day or two, and then suddenly, you know, one of my sons would call me. I'm like, oh, my God, they're safe. They're okay. And I would just go back to the list and say, oh, I did write that down, and look, it did happen. So it's, you know, it's wonderful when you see those confirmations that angels are really helping us. And they're with us all the time, filling us with joy in their light, and sustaining us to move forward. So call in again. It's we have about 10 minutes left, I think. So 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Also going back to my website is angelsarenearus.com. The angels have inspired me to write this new newsletter, and I'll be putting them on my website. I haven't had time to do that, but there's a lot of information that will come in this month also. And if you want, you know, they'll be free to read on my website if you like, angelsarenearus.com. So, you know, the angels do enable us and sustain us to move forward, you know, to move to the unknown, which is always very scary. And they really want us to relate and to connect to that divine power within us. There are some affirmations that you can also say, you know, usually you can remember, I am the light. You know, the light of the divine moves and protects me. The light of the divine is within me. And just as you, you know, repeat that every day, which is very easy, the light of the divine is within me. It's just so easy to keep on going forward. And it just takes away the fear. In any moment, if you have fear or you're in pain, just repeat to yourself, you know, the light of the divine is within me. The divine moves and protects me. The divine moves and protects me. I just heard a caller. Hello?
Hi, this is
Hello.
Rick from California. Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Rick from California.
Hi, Rick. Where are you?
I'm in Dana Point.
Oh, okay. So you want an angel reading?
Yes, I'd love one.
It's in California?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Let me start with your angel reading, okay?
Okay.
Because I have a few cards here that popped out for you. Okay, Rick. I have, first of all, I have Archangel Jeremiah. And Archangel Jeremiah is talking about overcoming some difficulties. It seems that you've been going through some things lately, but they're passing already by. They're going through, and there's a lot of gentleness that the angels want to give you at this present time because of these challenges that you've had. So they want you to feel stronger, and that's why they're trying to surround you with people who are gentle to you, with situations which are comfortable environments of peace. Have you been retreating or something like that? Have you planned to be in a retreat?
No.
No. Okay. It would be good if you would do that.
Okay.
And meditating is also very good for you.
All right.
How do you feel about the challenges? They're trying to help you with that a lot.
Well, I have been going through some challenges with business, and it's a difficult environment. But given everything we've been through, I feel, you know, kind of optimistic, yet a little apprehensive still.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so because what I was feeling is that the challenges were there, but it's just like the end of it. You're going through that part, you know, like where you're crossing the mountain. You're going up the mountain and you're almost on the top. So you're going to start going down and everything will just be better from there because you're just crossing the challenges. You're overcoming those difficulties.
That's good. It seems
like they're saying, you know, the worst is behind you, mm-hmm. but you're going to a better place. And in this transition is where you feel that kind of confusing, that apprehensiveness that you're talking about, and they're trying to give you gentleness. And this is Archangel Sandalphon. Archangel Sandalphon is also related a lot to music.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rick, you can listen to a lot of music. Would be great. Do you meditate?
A little bit, yes.
Okay.
But
it would be great if you meditate a little bit
more.
Just listening to your favorite music is really good for you, too.
Yeah.
This will bring you a lot of peace, Rick, and it will give you a lot of more creativity to move forward in what you have to do right now. And they will give you that guidance that you need, if it's for business or for something else.
Okay, great.
You have also, they want me to remind you also that you have a great bond with children.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can relate more to children or be in that environment, that also gives you a lot of peace.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Anything else?
I think that's it for now.
Okay, well, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Rick. God bless you.
Blessings. Yeah, blessings to you this year.
Okay,
okay.
To you. Thank
Goodbye.
You. Bye-bye. So, again, yeah, I want to emphasize that, you know, the messages of the angels are so accurate. I mean, I just feel that they're really trying to help us all right now. Because of these changes that we've been feeling, you know, there's a lot of difficulty. There's a lot of movement going on in the United States, mostly. And in the world, we can see that things are shaking up. But as we see this chaos going on, the angels have also said, you know, it's the chaos is going on because something better is trying to come up from that. It's this cleansing process, this removing all this negativity that we've had. And, you know, as Rick was saying about his business, things were going on in challenges, but he needs to move on maybe to something better. And that is what's happening right now. But, you know, in those transitions is where we need the help of the angels. You know, we need the help of the divine to move forward, to take away that fear, because it's hard to move to the unknown. And they want us to relate to that. So, again, you know, just repeating your affirmations. There's a lot of affirmations. You know, the angels are surrounding me. God is surrounding me. I am protected by angels, you know. I am love, I am loved, I am loving. So all those kinds of affirmations are really, really great to help us through all of these hard times. I was also being reminded of Psalm 46. And one of my mentor teachers, she was giving a class the other day, and she was talking about Psalm 46. You know, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, and though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. But, you know, it says, be still and know that I am God, because when we are still and when we are in that vibration of the divine, you know, God raises us up. We have the opportunity to raise God up and lift ourselves up as messengers of the divine plan. So, you know, God will be glorified and exalted, and we will be strengthened and supported. So it's really good to know that he is our refuge and strength. And the angels are his helpers. You know, the angels support us because they want to help God in this great plan that he has. So our numbers again, 877-876-5227. For the U.S., and 888-815-9756 if you're in Canada. My website is angelournearest.com. I am Linda Torres, Angel Intuitive, for those who maybe are calling in. And my email is angelsournearest@verizon.net. You can call me or send an email for a private appointment. I can give you angel, archangel readings. I also do saint and angels for those who are interested, or the ascended masters, which are wonderful, wonderful messages as well. So again, the number to call in right now is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And I'm here on BBS Radio every other Monday. So the next program will be January 19th, I think. Yes, January 19th is Martin Luther King Day. So I will be here on that date again. So just to close, if we don't have another reader, another caller, I mean, to give a reading, just remember, you know, to try to expand in that consciousness, expanding our consciousness, being in the divine, asking for help to the angels, is that we're using our own personal power. It helps us grow through that adversity. And our mission and purpose at this time is to be here, to be messengers, to be manifestors, keeping ourselves in focus. Again, you know, just listening to your favorite music is so good for your immune system, just as Sandelfeld was sending that message to our last caller. And, I've also heard that our favorite music is good for our immune system. So, you know, joyful music, feelings of joy helps increase your blood flow at the same time, so it's good for your health. Essential oils are great for us. Incense is great. Incense also helps for depression, I've heard, which is very good. The angels have said that the importance of the essential oils is just such an uplifting energy, so please use those if you can. And I guess I'll start closing. I want to thank our callers for calling in tonight. Remember to call in all the angels and archangels. You know, they always surround us. They're lifting up with joy. They have wisdom and power, and they give us understanding of our own gifts. So, you know, be still, be in that divine energy, waiting for that connection with God and the angels. So I want to send angel blessings to everyone. Thank you for calling in. Have a wonderful new year, and I will talk to you next time. Angel blessings to all. Good night.